Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is introducing an 11-part plan designed to reduce the risk of lead-based paint exposure.
We're calling it the City of Buffalo Lead Hazard Control Program. Legislate, collaborate, educate, and remediate.
The Lead Hazard Control Program aims to hold landlords more accountable. Rental property managers will be required to obtain lead-safe certification. Partners include the Erie County Health Department. County Executive Mark Poloncarz says while lead issues in Flint, Michigan have made national news, there's a bigger problem here in our own backyard.
Everyone's been talking about Flint, Michigan for the last 6 months, and with good reason because of the issues in Flint, but unfortunately there are more children with higher blood lead levels in the city of Buffalo and other parts of Erie County, because this is not just a city issue, in our community than there are in Flint, Michigan. That's why it is important that we come together as a community to solve this issue. Erie County cannot do it on its own. The city of Buffalo cannot do it on its own.
Testing will begin, especially in Buffalo's zip codes, where there are known high amounts of lead-based paint on the housing stock. Dr. Raul Vasquez, with Urban Family Practice in Buffalo, says lead exposure is especially a problem among young Black and Latino residents.
Lead's been a problem since I started practicing. I think we're beginning to just see the tip of the iceberg. I think once testing takes place and you start to do some environmental checks, you're going to find out we have more of a problem than we think.
The goal of Buffalo's plan is to remediate at least 150 units each year. Also partnering with the city besides Erie County are Buffalo Public Schools and Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. The city's full 11-point plan is available on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.